We return to our seats. Want to hear a riddle? Sure. Why do people come down to this library to read? I pretended not to know the answer. I don't know. Is it because that's where the books are? No. It's so they can read between the lions. She laughed. She said, "Listen, here's how I'm going to begin my report." She then recited Arthur Guiterman's famous poem, which she had already copied out by hand into her notebook. "Those lions still are rude and wild, for while they pose as meek and mild, down from their pedestals they'd leap as soon as New York went to sleep, if New York ever did." Isn't that great? Don't you like it? Won't that be perfect for my paper? I answered that it would be perfect, and then added, "I know another one like that, too, but I don't think you can use it." "Why not? What is it? Let me hear it." "All right, but don't quote me." I think it goes, "Silent stony sphinxes, the legend methinks is, according to yore, these lions will roar, if ever a virgin walk by. That's right, may have guessed it. It's never been tested, for this is New York, and that's why." "Definitely, I can use that. Definitely." "All right, but don't blame me if your teacher gives you an F." She made me recite it again while she wrote it down. Then, after she had gathered all the information she needed, we put our coats back on and went outside. Standing near the lion on the right, she flipped through the pages of her notebook and spouted facts to me, like she was a museum guide giving a tour. Others, standing nearby, listened too. "These identical stone statues are made of pink Tennessee marble. Each one is 10 feet long, 5 feet high, and rests on a granite pedestal 8 feet off the ground. Each one weighs approximately 2.5 tons. They were designed by Edward Potter and carved by the Piccirilli brothers in 1910. They were installed in 1911 in time for the library's opening. They have had many nicknames: Patience and Fortitude, Leo and Linus, Leo and Lenora, and Lord Lennox and Lady Astor, even though obviously calling one a girl doesn't make sense since they are both boy lions." "I agree," I said. "And here's another thing that doesn't make sense. Look up there. See what it says?" I pointed out the inscription above the front entrance that read, "But above all things, truth beareth away the victory." She said, "Yeah, so?" I said, "Shouldn't it be lion away the victory? I mean, why put bears up there if you're going to have lions down here?" She read the inscription herself, thought about it, and then gave me a blank look. Then, returning to her notes, she continued, "When the statues were first unveiled, critics said they looked more like bloodhounds than lions." "They do a little," I said. "No, they don't. They look just like lions. Now, I need to take a snapshot, so will you please stand over by it?" I said, "No, no, why don't you get in the picture and let me take it of you?" She said, "No, I don't want to be in it. But I want you in it, please." "Audrey, how are you going to prove that you visited a famous landmark if you're not in the photo?" "No, no, no, I don't want to. You, please. Come on, please. Pretty please." I suggested we compromise by both being in it, to which she readily agreed. I flagged down the first passerby and asked her assistance. We stood side by side in front of the pedestal. I draped an arm across her shoulders. Just before the shot was taken, she asked if I wouldn't mind putting my arm around her waist. So I did. While she worked on a sketch of the statue, I bought us hot pretzels. Again, she only nibbled hers. I had to refrain from asking her how she was feeling. After a while, when I began to suspect that she was intentionally dawdling, I suggested, "Look, when you're done with that, why don't we take a walk up to Rockefeller Center and look at the skaters?" She closed her sketch pad immediately and jumped up. "I'm finished. Let's go." Heading up crowded Fifth Avenue, jockeying around the crush of humanity flowing mostly in the other direction, she asked me, "How come the lion didn't roar?" "What?" "Back there on the steps. I walked in front of it, and it didn't roar. I'm a virgin." "You don't count, I'm afraid."
"I don't count? Thanks a lot."
"Not in that way."
"Why not?"
"Because the kind of virgins the poem is referring to are women who have reached the age of consent but haven't yet consented. It's saying there aren't many of that type in New York."
"Consented to what?"
Conjugal relations," I said.
"What are jungle relations? What are jungle relations?"
"Exactly that."
"What?"
"Never mind."
"You don't have to treat me like a baby. I know about these things."
"I'm sure you do, Audrey, and I'm sure the minute you turn legal, if you walk in front of either one of those lions, it will leap off its pedestal and roar so loudly it'll wake up the bulls and bears down on Wall Street." She walked a little ahead and then stopped and turned around.
"Thanks. I like the way you put that."